Taylor's Jukebox.
That is music from Reuben and the Bullhorn Singers from their self-titled album release that came out on Red Music Rising back in 2024. The song you heard here on the jukebox was called Powerful, and it is definitely, definitely powerful. They've been touring a lot and making some great waves out there, so be sure to check them out when they come to your town. Julian Taylor here. I'm your host on the jukebox, and I've got a song from McCartney 2, Paul McCartney's Temporary Secretary. This is from 1980. Obviously, you know where he's from. And I really like this song. It's really poppy, kind of funky. And I watched that Paul McCartney documentary on Amazon. I think it was Amazon. And I really, really fell in love with it. I fell in love with him and Linda just a little bit more. So here they are on the jukebox with Temporary Secretary.
Temporary secretary.
My regular has been getting sick. I need a temporary, sanitary, temporary, sanitary. Miss Marks, I can pay her well if she comes along and can stay a spell. I will promise now that I'll treat her right and will rarely keep her till late at night. I need a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary. She can be a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Think that as the mother, I'm not fit.
just a little Peyton place, and you're all Hopper fatty hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on, because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Hopper Valley PTA.
That is Jeannie C. Riley with Harper Valley PTA. And we've played her on the show before. Really cool stuff. This is country and gospel music at its best. And it's a sassy tale of a mini-skirted mom exposing small-town PTA hypocrisy. And this became a phenomenal hit. And really enjoy this song, so I hope you did too. We've also got music coming up from an artist by the name of Yothu Hindi. They are an artist from Northern Territory, Australia. The song's called Freedom. It came out in 1993 on Mushroom Records. And this is a 16-track record that fuses rock, pop, and traditional music. Lots of sacred songs on this record. I think you'd enjoy it. So check it out when you get a chance. Nella from Cameroon is also on the show. This is Afrofusion and Afrobeat at its best. This is a brand new single that came out this spring from this brilliant artist. I hope you enjoy that. We also have Love on the show with Tell Him, a brand new single from this artist from Cut Knife, Saskatchewan. It's an R&B single that I think you're going to really enjoy. Love is an Indigenous Cree singer-songwriter and a proud member of the Pound Maker Cree Nation. Also on the show, brand new music from my pal Jordan Hart. I didn't know it, but he lives around the corner from me. And we ended up doing a couple shows with Logan Stats on the Songs and Stories tour, and he joined us. Wow. Honestly, what a great singer, what a great guitar player. He and his wife are an incredible duo, and I hope that you enjoy this brand new single from Jordan Hart. It's called Different Town, and it's here right now on the jukebox.
We got scars to prove how well we knew each other back then. I think it takes someone who really knows you to hurt you like that. And I spent more years as a stranger to you now than a friend. Memories that we both have, some of the best I made yet. And I wonder what you'd think about this life that I have. Still living out here, working on that old dream that I had. And I heard you got a family now, we grew up so fast. And I don't know your daughter's name, how messed up is that? If I call right now, would it feel right after so long? And if you could see, I wonder what you would think about my life. I'd try to get you to hear me out, but I don't know if the words would come out right. And now we're living in a different town, and you're caught up in another kind of life. I shouldn't care, but it hurts me now. Like the fact that we never. Racing down that yellow road and I never looked back at the faces that feel like a home that I wish I still had. And even after all this time, it's the funniest thing. I feel like you know a part of me that nobody else has seen. If I call right now, would it feel right after so long? And if you could see me now, I wonder what you would think. Try to get you to hear me out, but I don't know if the words would come out right. Now we're living in a different town, and you're caught up in another kind of life. I shouldn't care, but it haunts me now, like the fact that we never. Hear all about your life. Try to get you to hear me out. But I don't know if the words would come out right. Now we're living in a different town, and you come.
said that I was going through a hard time. Turns out I just needed a friend. Ooh, tell him I said I'll never stop loving him. 'Cause it's impossible to think of my world without his beautiful smile. On his face, I never knew there could be poetry written all over the laces. My name, way that he says my name.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. To help them celebrate, we start a year-long series featuring artists, their music, and guitars on the Jukebox with some cool Yamaha guitar stories. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the Jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Life can be hard for trees in the city. They may have little space for their roots to spread and can be vulnerable to invasive pests and disease. And as the climate warms, more extreme heat and drought threaten tree health.
And those are both worse in urban environments.
But Christy Rawlinson, senior scientist in forest ecology at the Morton Arboretum near Chicago, says the threats vary across the city.
You've got those trees that are in the parking lot, you've got trees in a park, and each of those are going to experience slightly different conditions.
So her team is gathering data on which tree species better tolerate stresses, such as an occasional drought or flooding, and which are more likely to thrive in specific kinds of places, like along a busy road, under utility lines, or in people's backyards. And they're sharing that data online to help cities, nurseries, and homeowners identify the best trees to plant. Her team also uses satellite data to monitor the urban forest in the Chicago area. She says they'll use that data to identify areas stressed by drought. With that information, cities and towns can prioritize watering where it's needed most. So the region's urban forest can grow and thrive even as the climate warms. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
You're listening to CJ.